Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The Department of Agriculture has issued a ewe poisoning warning for livestock. And with the growing popularity of the evergreen conifer yew tree, there's an increased chance of livestock coming across it. Well, Eamon O'Connell is the Moo Vet from Summerhill Veterinary Clinic, and he joins me now. Hello, Eamon.
Morning, Claire.
Thanks for being with us today. The yew tree, I mean, it's so beautiful to look at. I was just looking up some examples of it. It's an ancient sort of a hedging tree, a gorgeous status tree, if you like, but very, very toxic for cattle.
Yeah, it's got a... It's beautiful to look at, and I suppose it wants to stay that way. So it's got a great defense mechanism against anything that wants to eat it, which has become a growing issue in recent years, and has led to the Department of Agriculture, I suppose, putting out that warning just to make people aware of how toxic and how dangerous it is to our cattle and even our sheep and goats as well.
What's in it? What is the toxin?
It has a toxin in it. It's called a taxine. It's an alkaloid. So what it does is, it behaves itself and it grows and it wants to stay growing. But equally, when anything comes along to eat it, it doesn't want to get eaten up and disappear. So as soon as your unsuspecting cow, let's say, comes along and starts to chew on a bit of a yew tree, even the act of chewing on it releases all these little alkaloids into its system. And very, very quickly, they get absorbed and they have a direct and immediate effect on the heart. So a lot of the time, if we are called to a suspect yew poisoning, or we have a yew poisoning in our head, the animal is almost always, if not always, dead on arrival, because it takes so little of the yew tree to have the effects, and it acts so rapidly, nobody really gets a chance to get in and save the animal. It's so toxic and so quick.
And it doesn't have to be chowing down on the tree for the day. This is a mouthful of it will do the damage.
I think the figures are, if you've got an animal that's 500 kgs, as little as 500 grams is enough to kill it. And like, historically, we've seen in our day a couple of yew tree poisoning cases, and the way you'll diagnose it is they'll still have some of the yew tree in their mouths, because they'll start to eat and almost without getting a chance, they'll be dead while still chewing on the on the clippings or on the leaves of the tree, the needles of the tree.
And there's no antidote. You were saying there, you know, you'll see the animal, it'll either be dead or close to death. I mean, there's nothing that can be done, is there?
It's just so quick. And the amounts are so small. I mean, even on the off chance, if you just happen to come across an animal taking a first mouthful, I mean, a cow's mouth alone will take in over 500 grams in one bite. I mean, you're already at a loss. And I suppose that's what's got the Department of Agriculture to release this, is just to make people aware of how serious it is. Because, I mean, back in the day, even when we were in college, the yew tree was really associated with graveyards. It had a very kind of a morbid association where it just grew in graveyards, and that was pretty much it, because I suppose everybody that lived in the country was involved in agriculture and they were aware of how dangerous the yew tree was. So you wouldn't dream of planting one in your garden or having one on your farm. But I suppose fast forward to now, and there's the growth in population and there's so many people living out the country that have no association at all with agriculture. And as you said, the yew tree is so beautiful to look at and create such a beautiful hedge or a beautiful screen that it's grown in popularity. And by default, people just trim the hedges and clip the trees. And then all of a sudden, your cows that are next door over the fence, unsuspecting, are in danger immediately.
Right, which is why we have this warning now, because they're
exactly
growing in popularity. People mightn't be aware of the damage they can do. The birds it doesn't affect, and the goats can get away with eating it too. I was reading this last night. Now, I don't know if you know about why the goats seem to be able to consume the yew tree and not have the experience the effects that the bovines do. The sheep, though, also suffer from this poisoning as well.
Yeah, and your horses, I think, is a worry as well, because a lot of the time, people, especially at this time of year, will, you know, they won't be feeding their horses an awful lot of grass in the paddock just to keep their health and their body condition right. So your horse is a very inquisitive and intelligent creature, will tip around and have a look and see, is there something it can chew on or mosey on? So that can be a fairly significant issue as well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And are there other plants, Eamon, that you can think of that people mightn't be aware of that are toxic to livestock?
Another one which I suppose we've seen a lot of, if any way that holidays in the west of Ireland at any stage, rhododendron is very popular.
And, oh yeah, and Kerry especially.
Yeah, and beautiful to look at. But again, from a cattle point of view in particular, it can be quite dangerous. Not as immediate and as instantaneous as a yew tree, but still with not a lot of it consumed, they can get very, very sick. And they can die from that too. You may get, as a vet, maybe a chance to get in and offer supportive treatment and save some of those, but still quite a rapid and quite a really nasty death from rhododendrons. And again, like out the countryside now, as we drive around, they are more common. And even in every horticulture or flower shop, you'll see the rhododendrons offered as a really nice, beautiful flower to grow. But again, for cattle, not so much at all.
Mm-hmm. And the ragwort as well, dangerous too?
Yeah, I mean, look, farmers are very much aware of ragworts, but I suppose the general people aren't. Like when you drive along the side of the road, you see all the ragwort and you say, God, isn't it lovely? It's a nice colour. But cattle won't eat that while it's growing. But if it's cut, and in particular, people that leave fields for hay in July and August, when it's cut and saved in hay, it's actually quite tasty for cattle. And over time, it can have a kind of an accumulation effect where they get really bad liver damage. And again, by the time we see them as vets, there's not a lot you can do for an animal that has chronic long-term liver damage. So, like, look, a lot of plants out there, I suppose, we always think of people and from cattle not wanting to die, but equally the plants don't want to die either. So they have their own little defense mechanisms that a lot of us aren't aware of to keep the animals from eating too much of them so they can survive and grow again next year.
Eamon, thank you very much. That's very useful. So watch out for the yew trees, the rhododendrons and the ragworts to a certain extent. Eamon O'Connell is the Moo Vet. Coming up next, the Police Service of Northern Ireland is meant to be a security and protection force for all, but it's still mainly staffed by people from the Protestant community. We'll hear how that situation has developed after this break.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.